Yeah, welcome. Welcome, guys. We're here again. We've made it back for another episode of Vibes and Tribes with me, one of your hosts, Baze.
And the other half of that, Dazalino or Dazinho. I like the second one.
We've had a few technical difficulties before recording, so just bear with us if the sound from Simon Swanson and Dazinho.
Hopefully you'll hear me fine today, though.
But yeah, without further ado, we'll get straight into it. We got some repeat guests. Love it. They enjoyed it so much. They've come back for seconds. So for those who are listening for the first time, who do we have with us? We'll start with the accountant.
Lewis, the accountant, and I'm excited for this one.
I mean, have a look at the camera as well. Look, the accountant, he's come. He's
dressed for the occasion as well.
You see me?
That's it. They're always Vibes and Tribes. Sometimes do numerical numbers in a suit.
Also joining us again.
That's right. It's me, Simon. You'll hear me fade in and out because I have to keep leaning into to the mic like this, but it's bliss.
We need a nickname for you. I don't know what it is yet. We've got the accountant. We'll come on to it.
The two accountants here, but yeah. It's because I'm the one that's more wild. I don't behave like an accountant.
And then we got
Man Like Manny back here again. Ready for it.
Welcome back, Manny.
Manny T92.
Oh, no.
If you didn't get it from my little intro at the beginning, today we're going to be talking about Vegas. Las Vegas, baby. We got a few vets, don't we? So how many times you been, Lou?
Four
times. Come on. Four times. So you've got a lot of knowledge to impart to us, Si.
Just the one.
And then
just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did it properly.
You didn't? Yeah, we did it properly.
He didn't even come with us, did he?
Nah, you went a year before.
And so, Dazzy, you've not actually been to...
I've never been. Each time, it's flopped. So, not looking at anyone.
Wow.
No.
Louis, he wants you to go five times. He wants you to go five times.
I'm ready for number five.
I'm just saying, wasn't this... I mean, obviously COVID, whatever, but weren't we meant to go this year?
We were meant to go this year.
And yeah, actually, yeah, no... It was meant to be either of these guys, and both of them pulled.
There's a couple 30th, so there was a couple planned. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll be sitting on the sidelines and just firing out questions, but you guys go.
Okay, love it. So I need to stop saying by the way. I heard myself back. Before we get going, if you haven't already, make sure you like and subscribe to the ting. Link is going to be in bio. Never thought I'd ever hear myself say that, but here we are.
I feel like you've practiced that one a few times.
Mama, I made it. Daddy, I love you.
Hey, you need to start putting heat on any of your friends that are not subscribing, liking, you know, the ones. You've got to put some heat on these people.
We've got the analytics, fam, the analytics. So, without further ado, we'll get onto it. But it's a bit of a mad one. Mum and Dad, if you're listening to this, I think I blew through like most of my early childhood savings in that.
over how long?
7 days.
We need to get into that as well.
7 days.
You went for 7 days.
Seven nights. Sorry,
wow. We did. Seven nights. You lot survived seven nights in Vegas.
Don't know how we survived it, but yeah,
I was shaking on the fifth night.
So was we.
We done it properly though.
Yeah, yeah. Pull up with that phrase. We done it properly though.
Yeah, that takes me nicely into. The first thing, when you're booking a trip like Vegas, you know you're going to spend a lot of money when you first get there. So maybe to save a bit of the coffers before you get there, what are you doing? Is it separate flights, an Airbnb? Is it a package thing? I mean, I know we went on a package thing, so let's go to the accountant. Hit us with it.
So it's expensive, to be fair. Like the nice hotels, it's not a cheap trip, you know what I mean? It's not like a 3-4 bill flight hotel kind of thing. You're looking at like late hundreds, maybe grands, like. And which trip am I talking about?
Grands for what?
For the hotel and the flight.
Okay. I think you just go with both. So what did you spend?
Okay,
each time
what you said earlier about planet about being too young, I think there's that thing of Vegas, like 21, you want to hit Vegas. That was all I wanted to do. That's all I cared about. I was like 21 Vegas. We didn't go when we were 21.
23.
We were like 23. And obviously, like, we're thinking we're going to blow peas out here. So we've got to make some savings on the Como. So we're looking for, like, not the top notch, but still good. So we stayed at Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. I think that was around 800, if I'm...
Was that with flights?
That was with flights. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a touch more. I think it was a touch more, like 800-900.
It was.
And that was for 7 nights. Yeah, actually, yeah, yeah. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was about 800-900 for 7 nights. And then the second time we went, we were like, we're a bit more grown. Pete papers up a bit more. We want to be in the best spot. Like, it was no more like saving on a hotel. Like, let's go in the best spot. Cosmo certified for me. Certified, like, don't you mind saying?
We'll come to the details of why Cosmo is the best later.
The Cosmopolitan,
yeah. Cosmopolitan.
And was that another package?
That was another package, but we got a really good deal. It was only 5 nights, but this normally you're paying over grand for this hotel. It was about 900.
I remember you messaging me and saying it's dropped like below 1,000. Yeah. Book it now.
Which are you talking about? The time that I came?
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
It was on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I messaged the group. I was like, it's 906. I'm booking it. Yeah. Just did it instantly.
Just really quickly, I also remember there was a time we were talking in the WhatsApp group and someone put those details, that hotel, into the group chat, and then there was radio silence. So,
I think they got flashbacks from what happened on the trip. No, but so 5 nights, 900. So do you have Google Alerts set up or anything for when the price drops below a grand?
I do some mad stuff. Like, sometimes I, like, because you know how cookies work and all them.
Yeah.
Best time is like late at night, early morning. Like, you have to just keep checking because the prices does fluctuate. It's mad how it fluctuates.
You've got to go incognito, don't you? Yeah. Because what Lewis is saying, for those of you who ain't technical, basically, I don't know if you've ever had to opt into the cookies, but essentially it saves all your data. So when you're a return visitor, they classify you as there's intent there and you're more likely to purchase. So what you'll actually see is that the prices do go up. So hack, if you don't want to be penalised as a return visitor, make sure you're opening a browser incognito.
Very good one, that.
And also, if you're doing it with friends, only one of you, i.e. Lou, will be looking at the flights. Don't everyone look at the flights and the
price. Because it goes up. With the demand. Going back to the hotels, so we did stay in the Planet Hollywood. It was quite nice.
It was. I mean, to be honest, I've stayed in 4 different hotels. Cosmo is obviously my favourite, but it was the most expensive one. But, like, as long as, for me, I think location's important. I think you want to be, like, kind of middle-ish of the strip. Cosmopolitan's middle strip, Planet Hollywood, middle of the strip. I stayed in Paris, that was middle of the strip. Because that way you go either way, like, you're right in the mixer. Do you know what I mean? So that was a factor for me. Like, I know people say, oh, it's just one strip. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. But I don't want to be at the one end.
But do you know what's mad about the strip is when you look out, everything looks so close. So big. And then you go, it takes like 10 minutes to walk past some of the casinos. Like, they're so long.
So long. The casinos hold like thousands. There's thousands and thousands of rooms. It's like, it's literally like a little city. Some of them. Have any of you, so none of us here have stayed at like the Bellagio or seen the prices? Because obviously we've all seen Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, you know, the fountains. I think it's quite olden in there, isn't it?
I feel like the Bellagio, because I know a few people that stayed in Bellagio, I feel it's more a family hotel, or it's more a bit more of like a middle-aged in a couple. I think if you want to be in a lively hotel, it's Cosmo, Encore.
Yeah.
There's a few others as well.
Encore is staying there.
Encore. They're 30.
So. But to your point though, Lou, Encore and Wynn are far. Like, they're proper down the other end of the strip. Like, you're not really in the mixer. You're having to get taxi back. Yeah.
I feel like, don't get me wrong, there's a couple things beyond that, but I feel like you almost get to Wynn and you don't go beyond it.
Mm.
Almost. Like, you don't really, like, unless you go into
that. And just saying, Wynn hosts Excess as well. Excess Night Swim.
Before we close this off, so with the package holidays, sorry to come back to that, just, you know, to give people the information, was that BA that you did that with?
You know, Mr. BA. You might as well call me Mr. Gold Club Flyer.
Lou, the Avios Utteridge, or the accountant. Avios accountant, is that what we're calling you?
Yeah, man.
There we go. All right, nice. So that takes us nicely on to the strip. Just what were your thoughts when you first touched down? You know, you've dropped your bags at the hotel, you're exiting and you're just walking down the strip to kind of just consume Vegas. Talk to me about what that was like. We'll go with Si. I can see him angling there.
Yeah, it's just brought back memories. I think it's the one holiday you go on, because you see Vegas in movies so often, and that movies that we love, like, even you think like The Hangover, like how joke the strip is. When you see it in real life for the first time, going back to the hotel as well, so in the Cosmopolitan, you have balconies, and the balconies look onto the Bellagio. So we've just touched down. The first thing I'm looking out on is the Bellagio fountains and the Strip. And I was like, it's unbelievable. It's so weird. And another thing I find weird about Vegas is because the land is so flat, you'll look out and it looks like everything's so close.
Mm.
But it's so fucking massive, man.
Manny?
For me, it was like when you land, you literally land on the Strip because the airport's so close to everything. So you get a good view of what you're going into, just literally landing. And then it was literally 10 minutes to the Cosmo, drop our bags. And when you go into the Cosmo, it's a vibe. Like, it's busy. Like, even if it's daytime, you can go to walk down in the lifts or the lobby any time of day. It's packed. So I just knew straight away.
Have they got shops in there?
Yeah.
Miracle Mile. All the shops, boy.
So from what I've heard, and so clarify this one for me, the shops go all the way through to the each casino, each...
They're underneath.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they're underneath.
Yeah, so I just knew just as soon as I touched, if most of the hotels here are like that, it's going to be a great holiday.
I really like that. And then the accountant.
For me, like, you know, when you fly in, you kind of look over and think, like, you just see desert, mad desert. And you see, like, this one Strip and you're like, oh, it's not that, like, it doesn't look as glamorous. Like, you're like, it's just a Strip in the desert. And then, like, when you pull up in the taxi and you're like, the lights are just shining and you're just like, this is
mad. I bet now, though, like, if you was to fly over, you'd be like, oh shit, here we go. Yeah,
literally.
Like, I every time I go, I get the same feeling. No, I do look. Like, I try to tell people, go, how can you have been there four times? Like, do you not get bored? No, I don't. I really don't get bored of it. I just don't.
I hear you. And I think for me personally, there's a few things that hit me as we arrived. The first is that, you know, you've heard people say there that it's the desert. It's very hot and humid and stuffy. So, you know, like, you're getting a vest on, you're getting shorts on, you're soaking up sun. Like me, I was getting my vitamin D. The melanin was popping off. So that was good. The second thing for me on the Strip is the, and I'm just trying to word this properly, it's the amount of, like, props and fancy dress. It's just crazy. So you talk about the hangover, there's a guy that looks like Alan. You've got police people, you've got Power Rangers, you've got Shrek, and you're just Shrek. Like, it's like you're in Disneyland.
Wow, do you remember that story?
Oh, I do remember the story. I can't believe he brought it up. So
I think you told me about it.
Basically, we just got to Vegas for the first time. Obviously, we're young, we're naive, and we're just like, yeah, we're about to have it. Let's have it. So we go onto the Strip. And there's these two, I don't know if I can post it. I'll probably post a picture onto the Instagram after, but they're these two police women. And it's like, you know, fancy dressed police women, you know, doesn't leave much to the imagination. And I'm there with Lou and another one of our mates, and they managed to convince me to take a picture with the two police women. So I'm like there, you know.
Basie does on holiday, he gets sucked
can
in.
We didn't even convince him. He was just like, oh, I've got to take a picture.
I was sucked, and you're about to find out why I was sucked. So obviously you take the picture, and what I didn't know at the time, and what people need to take a note of, is all these fancy dress people, you've got to pay to take a picture with them. So what's happened is I've taken the picture with these two police women, and they're like, oh yeah, like, what are you gonna do for me? Like, you gotta nice me now. I'm like, what? Obviously we're fresh off the plane. So I look in my wallet, and like, the lowest thing I've got is $20. So I'm like, I can't give one I don't have a dollar to give, so I give one of them $20. And then she just goes, yeah, what about my friend?
Bro, it was too funny. It was too funny.
And this is, people say you lose your money in Vegas quick.
So I paid...
Vegas losing it to take pictures, not gamble.
I paid $40. $40 for a picture, and it wasn't even Alan from The Hangover. It was two policewomen. I couldn't even tell you what they looked like. So it was just absolutely wild. Unless you're willing to pay or you've got $1 on you, do not take pictures with the people on the Strip.
Doesn't that go for everywhere you go, though?
I was in Cuba, you get that as well, where like the original like dress sense and everything like that, and you go take picture.
Even people that walk around with a camera, they'll be like, oh, let me take a picture for you. Like, if you're at a landmark or whatever, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll just take it.
I think like the Vegas Strip is just a, it's like a bit of a booby trap in some way. Everywhere they're just trying to make money. It's money, money,
you've got
money.
The pictures, but on the other hand, it's like alive though, and there's all these shows. You've got like contortionist.
It's hard to say no. Even the beggars, yeah. Like you get beggars in every country, but in Vegas, it's like. It's put different. A buck in my cup and I'll shut the fuck up. You don't know what you have to. Like you have to give. You feel bad not to give them money. Like
they're hella creative.
Yeah,
they're home like with their. Well, I don't know what the word is, but with their begging. They're
No, man. These are. If they're such, they're entrepreneurial. Is what I'm saying, because I remember when I was in Vegas and it's just like like money for weed. Like they're just straight up about it. Like,
straight up.
I've run out of drugs. need a re-up.
And you're like, you know what? At least you're honest. And you're not trying to sell me a lighter.
I saw We pulled up. We pulled up in a car. He had the sign, and it just said, "Throw money at me and like, try and hit me." But he was like, basically, he just picking it up off the floor. Like he was just throw money at me.
Wild. So, you know, the begging situation is mad, and we'll get into like the underbelly and a little bit of that later, but. The next thing that happens, and it's going to lead me nicely into one of our famed hacks, is we're walking through like a casino car park, and I don't know if you remember this, Lou, there was just a guy on his ones in the casino car park as we're walking through, and he comes up to us and he's like, "Yeah, I'm Mr. Vegas. If you need anything, you know, you just let me know and I got you. Literally like a scene out of a film. We didn't go with this Mr. Vegas, and thank God we didn't. Yeah. But in order for you to, I think, enjoy Vegas to the fullest and, you know, make the most of economies of scale, you do need to have a fixer. And by fixer, we mean someone that's going to hook up the tables, someone who's going to hook you, like the queue jump, someone who's going to set you up for the day and the night. Because if you're trying to do it on the day, the queues are too mad, they're too busy, there's so many guys who are willing to drop so much money. They ain't got time for it, do they?
On that though, my ex went to Vegas, and I remember her saying that she did 5-6 days there and spent maybe like £600 or £700.
Mm.
And the reason I'm saying and bring this up is because apparently for girls they get in free everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. So if you're a she, is it the Y chromosome? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
Sorry. Anyway, if you're female, basically, you're good. Mm. But if you're a guy,
it's difficult.
You need a fixer.
Yeah. 100%. The contrast between a woman's trip and a man's trip is mad. It's just mad.
Yeah, no, I think Elle even told me once she went Vegas and she just got straight to the front of the queue and she didn't get put on a table with loads of guys, but they just put her on a table. That will never happen to guys. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's mad.
When you're in the clubs, don't even like the bouncers will be like, "You just let me know, man. If you want girls to come over to the table, I got you."
Yeah,
and crazy, then I'll be like, "Yeah." And he'd be like, "Say less, brother." And he just comes back, it's like six girls from the queue straight on the table. It's a win-win for everyone, but like.
It is a win-win for everyone, but it's.
It's not a win for my wallet.
If you're a guy, your money, you know.
Everything costs.
It's got to be long. Everything costs.
I remember one time there was a mad queue. I think it was for Hakkasan or one of those places.
The Ling Ling Room.
And we had a table. Like we were thinking we're going to go in, just roll up. The queue for the tables were mad. So the bouncer was like to us, "This is the table queue. You're not getting anywhere anytime soon." But then he'll just drop to you for a $100 handshake.
Yeah.
Come through. And then I think we paid it in the end because we were just like, it's ruining our night being stuck out here.
I think we'll get onto that when we talk about the nights out and the day. Mm-hmm. But the $100 handshakes, that's a thing.
That's a
and
thing.
I've got it as a hack. You need... You
$100 in your hand.
You need, you need petty cash. Because
and they're really talking $100.
They're bouncers. Yeah. They
I'm going to leave this down. I'm going to talk to you. $100.
You know you're talking about the fixer. I think, top of my head, I think the website was Jack Colton.
Whoa, the memory on this guy.
Jack Colton was a website. So I was going, before he's going, like, first time is a little bit more difficult because I'm trying to get knowledge off my older brothers. Mm. They've all been.
Mm.
But the second time, I know the spot.
You knew a lot. Yeah, like,
I knew, like, this is where we need to go, here.
How did we even come across this website again? Because he sorted out most of our nights apart from...
Do you know what? I might have to shout out Gary, you know. I think Gary handed this down to me. So okay. For people who don't know, Gary's my brother.
Older accountant.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did this. And he goes, "You need to use this plug. Like, use this plug." So I used it. And I was booking all the tables before we went day, night. Because you need to be a bit prepared. You need to know kind of where you're going because you don't want to get over there. Like you said, there's queues and you kind of get, you're lost then.
There I am going with it. No, but yeah, you, long story short, you need a fixer. So if there is one thing you need on top of loading up the Monzo to the absolute max, it is getting the fixer. Okay.
You've put me onto something. You've put me onto something just really quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like there should be a fixer in general, like just one place that is full of fixers for a certain location.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you're going to a certain location, you go to the fixer and you find that person in that area who gets the tables, the this and the that.
But do you know what it is in Vegas? It's literally like it's competition. So you've got people that go to Vegas with like the money in their pocket and they're trying to blow. So they go there and they gas you saying, oh, I can fix this. And like they're obviously getting commission. And people go there to like try and make a living. Fun fact about the barmaids there. So you have like 50-year-old, 60-year-old ladies in God knows whatever. They're all on six figures because the drinks in all of the casinos are free. But when they bring you the drinks, when you're gambling, it's like you have to tip them. So they're getting minimum $1. Obviously, if you're with the high rollers, you're getting hundreds of dollars. So waitresses in Vegas, they make 100K upwards, which is just so, so wild.
And do you know what the best thing about that Jack Carlton website is? There's no, you don't pay before you go. So you're not tied in. And I love that. Yeah, you know, when you go to other places, you have to pay and you're tied into that day or night party. I was talking to someone over WhatsApp or email, securing it, getting there, and then you pay there. And I think that's so helpful because you might get there and be like, this night is a better night in another club. 100%. We don't want to go to this one.
And you use the same guy for our trip, right?
Yeah.
So just before we get into the day and night parties, just talking about things that you can do whilst in Vegas, if we'll get into the casinos in a bit, but you can like do helicoptering around the Grand Canyon.
So I know none of the man there.
My money was long gone, but
didn't have time for the Grand Canyon.
So the first time I went, I was a bit younger. I was with my family. It was a very different type of trip. I did the Grand Canyon. I would 100% recommend it. It's very difficult when you go with the boys because you're spending too much time.
How much is it roughly?
It's expensive though. It is expensive. I don't even know. I feel like my mum would have paid for it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like she probably paid for me. But like as a landmark, as an attraction, like I would recommend it 100%.
Is it one of the seven wonders in the world?
Yeah. The Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You've just...
I think it is. I think it is.
Can you fact check that?
Darren's going to fact... The question is the Grand Canyon one of the seven wonders in the world? I can tell you for a fact it's not, okay? He's going to fact check it, but I can tell you it's not. So yeah, just continuing through with regards to things that you can do, you can definitely go to a gun range. So if guns your thing, I've never fired one, don't see the need in them, don't think people should be carrying them. It's not really for me.
He says that, and then when I go to Vegas with him, I'm dragging you to a gun range. You're like, oh, Dazza, this is sick.
This is true.
Until I do it, I'm gonna say that it's not my cup of tea. But for those of you who are adrenaline junkies, that is definitely something that you can do in Vegas. Leads me nicely onto another one of my hacks. So, you know the Las Vegas sign, the Welcome to Vegas sign.
Yeah,
it's a myth that is close to anything on the strip. You need to get a taxi to it.
Is it old?
It's like past Luxor.
Yeah, it's past.
So far down one end of the strip, and it's like into the motorway.
I was gonna say, isn't it like when you enter a county? You know, if you're in like Essex or Surrey, like it's that kind of sign, like Welcome to Vegas.
Yeah, it's out.
But it's like, do you know, like we're saying, when you fly in, you can see all of Vegas, and you're like, oh, I could probably bop to that. I remember we tried to walk. We was walking for 45.
We were walking and we was just like, we're no nearer.
We was walking for 45 minutes and we couldn't see the sign. We had to abandon ship. You have to get a cab to the Welcome to Vegas sign. So if you're someone who likes to do the touristy things and that's something that you want to do, just be prepared to get a cab, to the Brink. Take your pictures and whatever and then get a cab back. I think is that where Skybar is? As well,
no, that's in Ghost Hotel or something.
Oh, that's in Ghost Hotel.
Ghost Hotels, yeah.
Were we supposed to go to Sky Bar?
We were. That's off the strip as well, like a little bit off.
Where did we go?
Probably went Marquee.
it actually was Marquee.
Yeah, so just talking about other things you can do, obviously.
The results have come back in.
7th under the world.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I knew it, Baze, man.
Baze.
You were Baze. Confident.
Baze said it confident. But you know what? Baze's confidence was so strong. It had me
down. I was like, oh shit, I got
this ain't Baze's podcast anymore. We're taking over.
I'm learning. So, do you know what? I'll eat some humble pie there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I saw it on Daz's screen while you were talking. I was like, let me wait for Dan to bring this on back.
Damn it. No, but going back to things you can do, obviously you can go to a casino. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm obviously a little bit of a poker player. So when I went with Lou, I fancied myself at the tables. I might have lost $1,000, but you know, I fancied myself at the tables when I went. Yeah. And that is something that you can do. But all of the casinos, and the thing about Vegas, they talk about cities that never sleep. Vegas is open 24/7, and maybe the wildest thing that you'll never know is that in Vegas, every casino, they have no clocks because they don't want to give you the perception of time. So there is literally within the casinos no difference between night and day. You're just there, you're gambling, they pump it full of air conditioning.
Oxygen thing is real. It's not a myth. Because remember, there was one day where we came back from a day party and we turned off all the aircon in the room because we were like, it's just too cold. We woke up. I felt awful. I felt like I was going
to
die.
I think we missed something that night, or we was late to go somewhere.
Dre's. We had to go to Dre's after.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, like the gambling is mad. I've never seen anything like it. I think for us, what we were trying to do is every time before we went out, it was like $20 roulette, so $60 between the three of us. Whatever we win for the night, that was our spending. We didn't win any night. Sorry, was you going to ask that?
No, I was. Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough trip on the gambling.
You know what? I think I won. The only time I won is because a lot of the clubs are in the hotel. You come out the club, you're in a casino.
Yeah.
Waved, just like, you know, I'm not really. I'm quite risk adverse. Mm. You know me, like
accountant.
I'm risk adverse. I was wavy, just went up and was like, 100 black. And like, I'm thinking in my head, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you know the ones, I'm like, 100 black, it's not even that much, but for me, that's a lot.
He wasn't of sound body and mind.
And luckily, it hit, and I just cashed it out, like, little one bill prof.
That sounds like Lou. Win one, and yeah, call it a night there. Like, he's happy. That sounds like Lou.
Before you move on to the night's out, there's one thing that I'm actually gassed to do when I go to Vegas. I'm a massive sci-fi fan.
Yeah.
I have to try and drive to Area 51.
Is that in Vegas?
Come on, bro.
It's right in the desert.
Do you remember San Andreas? You guys used to play
San Andreas. Yeah, yeah.
So if you used a plane and you used to fly further outside of Las Vegas, then you go 5 stars straight away because you're in Area 51. Area 51's in the game.
My guy's using San Andreas.
I knew he was going to come for me. I knew he was going to come for that.
What you talking about, CJ?
Oh, shit.
Here we go again. No, it's in the Nevada desert.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So you would, what, you're trying to get 5 stars in real life?
No, but what you can do, they've got like, now obviously because I watch a lot of Netflix and stuff like that, whatever, on this particular subject. So they've got a mile and they've got different alien cafe shops. So if you're into that stuff, don't feel weird, because I am, you know, I'd definitely go up there. And you can do that. And then obviously there's the Kennedy Space Center? That might be in Florida as well, though. But anyway, space, Area 51, aliens, Nevada desert, go to Las Vegas on a day off.
Let's hit it. And just before we get into day parties, night parties, just got to do an honourable mention for the munch. You know, in Vegas, Lou's looking, because I think as you can tell from the looks they're giving each other, they saved all of their expenditures for the night. So definitely not. Earl of Sandwich is a far place. Bro, we did it.
We would act like we was going to try something different. Yeah. I'd walk around and be like, shall we just back Earl's then? Like,
I think we went for two meals out there. Everything else was Earl's, lunch, dinner, Earl's every day.
So shout out Earl of Sandwich. because it's cheap and cheerful, but it is nice.
Chicken chipotle avocado. That bang, yeah. Didn't
it? chicken chipotle and avocado. No, but when we were there, we went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Oh,
yeah, we went there as well.
That bangs.
You went there as well.
Wait, because he's got more. He's got a couple in Vegas now, hasn't he? So what, the burger restaurant? The burger did you do?
Yeah,
the
we went to the. Yeah, we went to the
burger
restaurant.
Burger one as well. Yeah.
What's the name of the Chinese as well?
P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, P.F. Chang's.
There's another Bookie Dookie. But
I found that in London. There's one in.
They're all over.
Yeah, I didn't think there was one in London. I found it the other day.
Did you know?
Yeah.
No.
Is it like a big? Is it like a Benihana or something? Like a big chain thing?
Yeah.
It's not. I wouldn't say it's as nice as Benihana. Yeah. Probably just like Wagamama standard.
Babe, you know there's a Earl of Sandwich in Bluewater.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I googled it because I wanted to see if there's any. There's one in
Chicken Bluewater. Chipotle. Are we going?
Yeah, might have to.
No, I think you need to keep that exclusive. You might end up ruining it.
It's true.
So just going back to food stuff in Vegas. So yeah, we've got Gordon Ramsay, we've got the Earl of Sandwich, we've got McDonald's, we've got Subway, but there's loads of restaurants like Tao before it turns into a nightclub. I think they do really
Hakkasan.
Nice food.
Yeah,
you've got Hakkasan.
Did you guys try the heart attack restaurant?
Oh, I've heard about that.
Is this one where they say like you get your meal for free if you weigh over a certain amount or something like that? Yeah.
But I feel
the burgers are like that.
Yeah, it's something like 12,000 calories or something dumb like that.
Yeah, something.
But I just feel every meal in Vegas, like, it's big. Like, you don't need to all, like, one plate will feed two men quite easily.
That's also, that could be classified as a hack, yeah. I think. Because, I mean, we first night, we ordered wings, like, fries, nachos, and it was for 10 people.
Yeah.
I was like, huh?
Mate, I remember that one night when I didn't lose you, but I left you on. And I went to one of the bars. Obviously, these times I was single, FYI, by the way. I was with a girl, and like when you're in London, like if you go for like if it's late night, I'll have like a little espresso martini and maybe a little small bowl of calamari. The calamari bowl was huge, mate. Yeah. I couldn't finish it. The girl was like, "Why have you bought this big bowl of calamari? I didn't know it was gonna be that big, mate."
All ruining the settings and that.
She's all sitting there burping like, "I can't even finish this food."
So if I remember, like you charge that to the room, innit?
the accountant always has the receipt.
I got the bill at the end. I was like. Calamari. I was like,
no, calamari and four espresso.
Your
martini.
Memory is mad. Like,
I know that was burning me this whole time.
That was like 2000.
Mate, you're gonna get that Monzo split real quick.
So I think just the thing to say there is with all of the casinos, like there's literally like hundreds of casinos, you can get a munch anywhere. So you can do it bougie and you can go to your Hakkasans and your Tao's, but you can also just, you know, you can be on the strip. You can go shopping and you can just catch a quick munch as well. It really depends what it is you're going there for.
I was going to say, isn't there an outlet village down there as well?
Miracle Mile.
Mm.
So is that...
Oh, no, there's an outlet you drive. Miracle Mile's the actual shopping centre.
You would have thought I've been already, right?
Because you got a couple routes from there, didn't you?
Yeah.
The accountant, no, he smells a deal, I tell you. Of course. How far is it from the strip, if you remember?
It's you have to get a mode of transport. You can't walk it.
Yeah.
So. Where's the... So, you know, there's always videos of people doing a zip line and it's like... Where's that?
That's downtown Vegas.
Ah, that's... Okay.
That's downtown. So, like... We didn't go there. I went there. I've been there once. It's a bit more.
It's more locals, isn't it?
Yeah, like downtown, if you're not willing to spend a lot of money, you might go downtown and catch a bit more of a different kind of vibe. If you know what I mean. And I think, like you said, a lot of people that live in Vegas prefer downtown because it's not glamorized. It's not commercial.
Mm.
I've heard that's where you get some very weird strip clubs.
Yeah, it is.
Like we'll get the dodgy ones. Anyway,
I think they're all. I think
I'm just fact checking all this stuff that I've heard about Vegas.
I think strip clubs are dodgy in general, but that leads me nicely into the nightlife. Unless there's anything else people wanted to cover with regards to things that you can do, have I covered off nicely?
The only other thing I was thinking is it what's it called, the Stratosphere or something?
The
roller coaster that's on top of a roof. Again, things we should have done when we was out there, but I was too busy having fun on tables.
The Stratosphere?
Is that what it's called?
It drops. It's on the side of the hotel.
People make a big deal of that. I've not obviously done it, but people go there and that's the first thing they'll do.
See, yeah. Look, this podcast, look, we ain't done a lot, but we know there's a lot to do.
We go with the intentions when we go exactly. there, but it's like...
When you're hanging and rolling, it just makes... Yeah, stuff
hanging and rolling, I'm thinking, do I really want to be on a roller coaster?
No, you know what? I don't know you lot yet, but I actually think Vegas is actually not that much rolling.
No.
I feel like you're just always on the go. Like, that's I feel like we probably rolled a little bit more in the first one.
Yeah.
But on the second one, when we realised like, there's so much going on, it was like, just get up.
But that's it. Like, we're getting at like 4 or 5.
Later.
Sleep.
We would go for break. We were getting at breakfast.
We'd be sitting on the balcony talking and we're watching like the sun come up. But then it's like pool party's booked for 12:30. So
yeah,
you got to get up.
You have to get up.
And that leads us nicely into the day events, the pool parties. Before we kind of get into those, just a special shout out to Vegas. The couple of times I've been, it's the only place I know personally in the world where night after night after night, there is something popping off and someone performing. So when we went, we saw The Weeknd perform, Snoop Dogg, P. Diddy, Britney Spears has a residency, this person has a residency, that person has a residency.
It's mad.
You can go and watch like The Magician, like David Copperfield. Yeah. Like there's just, people just have residencies and you will not be bored. There was even a festival, so the iHeart Festival that we were going to bop to, but shock, we was rolling. but there's just so much to do.
And do you know what it is as well? I feel like it really caters to like hip-hop and like house.
Mm.
It's not just like just hip-hop clubs. But it caters to both.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. So you got your EDM, you've got your Calvin Harris.
Yeah, David
Guetta. Steve Aoki throwing cakes in the crowd and... This is like some of these are in the day, so you might have Steve and Calvin in a day, and then you've got The Weeknd at night. But let's start with the day, the pool parties. Who wants to kick us off with the pool parties?
I think Lou should go first on pool parties, because I think you've got a nice experience.
Pool parties for me are like, as I've got older, I think I'm putting day over night.
Mm.
Day over night for me. And the pool parties in Vegas are just...
Too much.
They're just too much, man. Like, nice. I think like Marquee is a bit more small, intimate.
What hotel's that in? Cosmo?
Cosmo. So that's just a little... Come down the elevator.
That's it, the plug. It's the plug.
You come down the elevator and then Encore is a bit bigger. None of you men have been to Encore. I went with my brother. Encore was massive, but was
sick. Is that the win?
Yeah, the wind.
Is it the same pool as the night swim?
It's a different pool.
The only one that I think didn't live up to expectations so much was Wet Republic.
We agreed with that as well. We didn't like that too much.
It was very EDM-y, but I went back with work. I was at a conference the next year, because literally you can go to Vegas for anything. And I went to Wet Republic. Oh my God. It was fantastic. But
is that in the W?
No.
MGM Grand, where the boxing and all that is. The only thing, and I got another. Why is it always me that like gets flopped?
It's your podcast.
Why is it always me that gets bumped? Like, imagine. So I was there on a work trip, and don't ask me why, but basically I didn't have swim shorts. Like, don't ask me why. Like, I just had normal shorts on. I was like, I don't swim. I'm not a big swimmer. I'm not going in the pool. So I've just got some nice casual shorts on, flip-flops, vest. Went to Wet Republic now. We're queuing, letting people in. The guy hit me with the stop. Wait a minute. He was like, where are your swim shorts? I was like, boss man, I don't swim. I was like, he was like, well, you ain't getting in here today. Yeah. I was like, what? So imagine I had to go to the MGM Grand shop, spend $60 on swim shorts that did not even fit me. So they what was falling they? Off me. In the,
Versace.
Bro, it was MGM. I don't even know what it was.
Looking like staff.
Yeah, so if you're ever going to Wet Republic, you do need to wear swim shorts.
And you know what I learned a lot off of our first trip is that I think that might have been one of the like first big pool parties I'd been to, and we didn't get a table the first time we went, and we rolled in and I was like, where do we stand? Like, I'm like, what do we do? Like, where's our pocket? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
you always need a base.
Do you know when you're like, I actually looked at each, we looked base. At each other and we're like, what? Where do we go? And then when I went with the second time with Simon, Manny, and Nate, it was like, nah, you have to have one. Like, before, you know, we spoke about before, like, oh, you think you're the man. They think, you just have to have one. You don't get in otherwise, or you just don't have a good time.
Yeah.
But I think also four man helped. You went with where there was three, so everything's getting split. Do you know what I'm saying?
Four
so.
Ways. But do you know the other thing, which is you are right in that. I remember when we went to that pool party. So you get like in America, the drinks are so fucking ridiculous. But it was like a slush puppy of alcohol.
How big? It's, you're doing this. How big was that slush puppy?
Isn't it? Don't they say it's a gallon? Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Gallon.
We got them as well. Crazy. We got them.
But I'm ready for that.
It's like $42. Yeah. It's like $50 wow. after tax. Yeah. Like, it's not cheap.
They get you lit. Well, we didn't get me lit. But remember, like, we was walked the day when we got them and we walked all the way to the Encore to book the pool party. And
so you lot were just walking the strip with this big slush puppy.
Bro, bro, we were going to pass out the heat.
Nate was lit.
Bro, people are doing that all the time. You got people who are wearing hats with beer and the straw.
That will be me, by the way. I cannot wait. I'm
bro, like, but yeah, pool party. So yeah, Wet Republic, a bit overrated. What? So your favourite one was Marquee, would you say?
Marquee, because it's very intimate.
It's tight.
So it's like, it's all happening in a very confined space. So even if it's like not packed, you don't feel the impact. Whereas I feel like if Wet Republic wasn't packed, you would feel it's not packed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And did you go to any others?
I went to Encore, which for me, we have to do when we go back.
One that I've heard is really good, Dre's.
I was just going to say, the new Dre's one. You always say that Dre's is your favourite one.
But we went there for the evening.
But apparently Dre's pool party is one of the best. And we never went, man.
That wouldn't surprise me, though, because with Dre's is one of them things where if you're going to Vegas, guys, and you want to have, like, a marquee night, sorry to use Marquee's name, but if you want to sign off the holiday in style, you've just got to go to Dre's because just what a place, right?
Did you go daytime Dre's?
No, we did night.
We came with performing in Dre's.
Are you talking, but because there's Dre's and there's Dre's
this is Dre's. This is the main Dre's. So we had a, this is classic Vegas bumping us. So we got a table. Obviously it's the weekend, so it was like 1,500. Got us a table outside the club. It was in the outdoor area.
Don't you remember what happened that night? I'd pre-booked that, right? But I didn't know the weekend was playing. So I just wanted to go to Dre's because I heard it was sick. We turn up and there's a massive queue. I'm like, why is there such a big queue? We get to the front and he's like, weekend's playing today. And I'm like, oh, cool, I've got this table, $1,000. And he goes,
small time.
He was like, $1,000. He said, you think coming to see Weekend? I was like, bro, like we booked it.
Lou's
like,
bought out the bank statements.
Like, bro, I was getting up. You know what? I get rattled in. I was on my email. I was getting my email. I was like, bro, we confirmed. And he goes, do you want us to come see Weekend? Slap another 500 on top. And obviously it's three of us. So it's 500 each.
Huh?
500 each just to,
oh, I'm sorry. So I thought you went 500 each.
No.
At that point in time.
So that night, right. Pretty much every night was like that. Not that we're trying to flex or anything. That's just like the cold, harsh.
But it was harsh because he said that we had a sick spot in the club and he said, people are outbidding you.
That's what it is. You're getting dashed. Yeah, I remember.
Surely. People are out. They bid for a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, basically, I've got a whole queue of people that will took in your table. So unless you want to match it or go above it, that you can go inside. What and we're like,
and as that is actually a thing, you can lose your table.
This was like holiday one, so we didn't really have a fixer or someone who could like plug it like that. But it's hot, and the thing is, like the money is one thing, but it's just like minimum spend, right? So between three men, the amount we're already spending for 1.5, like we're burst. Like it's too much. Like we don't need the two bottles that we've got. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and the worst thing is the 1.5 don't include tax or gratuity.
Gratitude.
Oh my god,
bro, that's where you get hit. So 1.5 turns to 1.9.
Yeah, easy. That's what it was every night. I remember getting
when
the bill.
When you apply
always
sales
near.
Tax in the States, coming from a tax advisor here, it's fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So annoying.
This is not just with clubbing. This is just with America in life. Whatever they tell you the cost is, you need to add the tax, you need to add the tip. Because, so yeah, the 1.5 that we were spending, like Lou said, is closer to 2. And it's mad because they see you dropping that and like the waitresses, shock, they're expecting minimum 150 tip. Like they're like, oh, you might as well just round it up to two bags.
It's meant to be like 15%. Is it meant to be 15%?
Yeah, but bro, like...
No, I know.
You already took 1.5 from us.
But she ain't getting any of that money, though.
And you know what's hurtful is, like, all the bottle ladies are just so flames. So, like, you know when you're, like, 23, and I ain't seen any girls looking like this before, and I'm just like... just take another bill. Like, yeah. Like, you know, the one that you get sucked because you're very naive. Like, you've never been anywhere like this before, and you're just all taking it. And the second time you go, like, you're a bit more savvy. Wiser, you know, yeah,
because
I mean,
you see them take yours, and then they go into another table to take theirs. And when you cotton onto that, like, oh, wow, I wasn't special.
Yeah,
like,
they will flirt with
that
you.
That was hurt.
They will flirt with you and make you feel like. No, I swear to God, like they make you feel like you're like sick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so we've spoken about Dre's Lit Club. It's hip hop, it's R&B. We saw The Weeknd live there. There are just so many good places that you can go to. Another one that opened the year we went was Omnia. I actually went back there and it was like top. So when we went, people didn't really know about it. It'd just been open. But I went back a year or a year and a half after. And it was the biggest club on the Vegas Strip. I was like,
remind me, which hotel is that one in again?
That's in Caesar's Palace.
Is it Caesar's
Palace?
We didn't go
there.
It's rooftop, so the outdoor gives you the view of the Strip.
That was our first night in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was set the scene. Mm-hmm. Rooftop overlooking the Strip. That's sick.
Free vodka cranberries, $72. Yeah, that's...
Not including tax.
And then you wonder why people get tables. Did that? I think that did. So it was. It might have been 20.
No. Imagine $72, right?
Yeah.
But still.
But we're 23. We're not really used to like doing that.
That was my whole night out in London. That was drink one night one. That was my eight. But it was sick. So yeah, you got Omnia, and Omnia is more of like your housey stuff. Your David Guetta's, but it actually has a downstairs. So you've got the rooftop bar, which is more housey. But then you get into the underbelly of Omnia. So when I went there the year after, there's three rooms actually, and the underbelly hip hop going off, It's like, you know, just underground ratchetness, tings everywhere. But the tings, you just need to be careful, people. The rule I say, and not that I'm trying to like draw, but you know, Americans are very friendly. If they got tattoos on their thighs, sorry if you got a thigh tattoo, just steer clear.
Raw. And what was that?
Because look, 9 times out of 10 they're a prostitute in America. So look, if you're from, you know, any other place in the world,
stereotype.
I know, mad stereotype. No,
happens. Like there was one. It was. I think you were there as well. There was one time. I think it was Dre's after hours. I think I walked in, come in the club. I see Lou. He's got like.
Lou's been like, swallowed up by the hugest like, back.
He's got like a very tit girl whining. I'm like nudging Si. I think Nate's with you with her friend, and I'm like nudging Si like. Lou's done well, man. Like she, from far, well, this is from far. We're just seeing like this model looking girl. The closer we get. We're like, what's going on here? Then I think we heard her say to Lou, like, now it's time to pay up. And I'm just like, what?
Right, I didn't pay. Like, I actually didn't pay, but...
In the club for a dance?
No, it was Matt. I didn't know she was, like... I just saw the biggest back.
It's the way she was twerking. I was like... she does this perfectly.
The back was so big that I was... It was putting me on tiptoes. like, I swear to God, I was on my tiptoes.
Lou was drowning in back. I remember at one point, Lou was like, up his chest in back.
Where was this?
This was in the after hours of Dre's. Right, so after hours is the...
We'll get to it. But it's like, yeah.
But it wasn't a strip club.
No.
But they're in the clubs because they're like kind of hunting in a way.
Bro, it's, you know, we've spoken about Dubai in this podcast. It's a little bit like Dubai, bro. Like, there are strippers everywhere and they've got cards as well. So like on the Vegas Strip, you just see the cards everywhere of these strippers. It's... So basically, do what I did when I was there. Just don't talk to anybody you don't know because you don't want to get sucked.
It reminds me. Danger.
The first night we went, so what was it? The Ling Ling Room?
That was a great night.
We had, so this is my first time in Vegas and I've heard stories before, like similar to what you're saying, is like some girls are just there to suck your pee or like just get on your table, drink all your drink and bounce.
Yeah.
So we've just got there first night, got the bottles in. Like 10 Mexican girls are like all like, hovering around us like, oh, can we get involved? And I'm like, no, man, I ain't sharing the bottle with none of these girls. Bro. They don't actually want me for me. They just want the liquor.
I had to like pull Simon aside and just say, you know what, like what you said before about you're never going to drink that much drink between four men.
Exactly.
So it's not even like we're there to get, you know, like there wasn't like girls on the table, but it's more a case of you have to be a bit more lenient with it because we're not going to finish it.
Yeah, bro, I can't lie though. When they all left, I was like, Sai, man.
But then, but then after that night, Sai was handing out Ciroc bottles. Yeah,
he learned.
Like, where's the bottle? Just see him on the dance.
Wait, so Ling Ling, what club was that?
Hakkasan.
Okay, that was Hakkasan. And what type of music was that?
That was hip hop.
I think we missed Drake by one day. Drake was there the night before, so you can imagine.
That was
Drake's residence in what 2016. So
this levels that one was live.
And how much was the table between the four of you?
That one wasn't even that bad.
No, that one was just under $2,000. That's with the tax.
Yeah, but that was another one. All of them we'd pre-booked, but that was like the first one that we pre-booked.
The best thing about this one though, Barry, we booked it, and none of us had ever been to this club, so we didn't know what the expectations were, and we didn't pay like the premium price because the price go up, but our table was on the edge of the dance floor, and I was like, yo, I was like, we didn't even pay a mad price, it was on the premium spot, edge of the dance floor, everyone could see our table. Like, I was like, this holiday
Hakkasan, like, I think as first nights go, it really set the tone of the holiday,
yeah,
because it was probably one of the best nights looking back.
And just for people who are wondering why, you know, we're like quite fixated on the price and how much we're spending. When we went to Tao the first time, the menu went up to $1 million. So you could order something off the menu where they basically got things in on rockets and flew it into your table on like zip wires. It obviously had your name on it. It was like this bottle, that bottle, Dom Perignon. And you're seeing something like there's $1 million on the table and I'm here spending a small one bag. You know
you're right though. And you have to think to yourself, like, we're spending $2,000 between four men, and that's a lot of money. Let's put it into perspective. Yeah. You know, that's one night out. That's like 5-6 hours of having fun, $2,000, right? But you're just anybody in that club.
Yeah.
Because there's celebrities coming through, they're paying $10,000 a table, $20,000 a table.
Footballers are going through 100 grand.
I don't know you lot, we are anybody, but you still feel a bit special.
Because of the service.
Yeah, like, because you know, in London clubs, like, if you spend the minimum spend, sometimes you don't feel that great. You feel like you can tell you're a bit of a, you know, you've gone on a cheaper table. But here, I feel like Manny said, like, you get service.
It's the way you'll go to the toilet or whatever, you'll go out, and you're leaving a lot of stuff on the table, and the like vodka bottles. You might even leave your wallet there, and the bouncer just puts the rope on the table, and he's like, "I've got you."
Yeah,
yeah. You feel very secure. So
until someone outbids you, that happened to us on the last night. Remember
what happened?
Our table. So we had our table for pretty much the whole night, and then come back. I went out the club, and then I come back. I was like, "Lou, what's going on with the table?" He's like, "Bro, someone else has bought the table. The table's done now." Cool.
Wow.
Imagine we had table and they were just like, someone's coming.
Was the drink finished?
I think the drink was finished.
The drink was finished and we weren't spending them.
So drink was finished. We'd come off a bit, like, we was roaming around. We come back to sort of the base and the bouncer's like, yo, like, drink's gone.
But do you know what? We didn't even argue because it was like, we're not going to spend anymore. So you're right to kind of take the I know it sounds bad because you paid for it for the night, but really in Vegas, you pay for it for a certain amount of time. When your drink runs out, you're off.
That's it. So we've spoken about Dre's. We've spoken about Tao. Where else did you go? Also go.
I just wanted to say quickly, day parties. How much were the beds, or how did that work? Or is
that's
it similar
a good
price?
Question. So up
a grand.
Go on.
About $1,000 as well. But I think the difficult situation you get in with the day parties is you don't want to be drinking the same level of liquor that you're doing in the evening.
Mm.
So then you're like, maybe I'll fill the price up with food.
Yeah, we've done that every daytime party.
I'm so mashed up from drinking all the time. I'm like, I don't even want this food. Remember,
you're saying just giving that calamari.
Yeah, just giving that little sandwiches and things.
Nice, he's right. You know, like, we did get food in every day party, but I mean, I didn't eat that much. I probably have they give like tacos out there and stuff like that. You might have one or two just to line the stomach, just to settle yourself. But then you're not going, you've got bare food on the bed, but you're not munching it all. It's just there, innit? Like, because the portions are massive.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like we've been kind of fairly sensible in a day. Like, we'd get like one big bottle and then munch. Because we were like, we don't want to, it's hard to go through the hot, like, the pool party and then go out a few hours later.
Yeah,
like,
the Earls of Sandwich ain't going to cut it.
You went out all four nights, right?
Yeah.
You did Hakkasan, you did Dre's, you did Cosmo, Marquee, and then what was the other one?
Excess.
Oh, so talk to me about
best I'm probably one of the best.
What's this excess? What club?
This is in the Win.
Oh, it's Win, yeah. It's Win as well. So
to put it in perspective, like episode one, we spoke about Wet Deck possibly being up there with one of the best. Excess tops it.
Like, oh my goodness.
Excess tops it. I don't think I'm even talking out of turn. Excess.
I don't think I've ever seen Maddie like light up.
No, because do you know why? Because it's like you're going out at night to a pool party. It's different. It's
concept's
different.
Mad, like,
the concert, and I think it was David Guetta performing there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like hip hop for you lot to like bust a little dougie.
There was hip hop. There was.
I think they varied it a little bit, but like imagine like we was going out in swimming trunks, like fresh crepe and a shirt. But you went to a pool party. Like,
but bio, the build up, like when we were going there, I think I remember saying to these men, like, why are we going out in swimming trunks at this pool party at night? So like, it weren't even like we knew it was going to be some big thing, but it's like once you're in there and you see the settings and you're just like, wow.
What do you get a table?
You get a table. You get a table.
How much?
The table was expensive for that one.
That was the most.
Two and a half. That was two seven
after all of the taxes.
Yeah, 2.7 and oh my god, between four of you, that's so wild. And okay, did you get in the pool?
Everyone's in the pool.
You have to.
The pool's heated.
Okay.
It's fire. Like the pool's heated. It's lit. The pool's lit up. Like it's mad.
What if correct me if I'm wrong, but there was no actual dance floor. In excess, was there? It was just a pool, and then people were.
It's giving me like a mansion party vibes.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Loads. I've secretly been there.
That's
loads of big floats in the water and everything.
Like. So is the pool huge then? Like how big? Bigger than Wet Republic's one. Like way bigger.
Yeah, bigger than that.
Okay, so.
Okay, so if you've got a bit of spare change and you want to break the bank, you're saying best pool party, best night ever, just best everything.
It's best night. I'm saying it's best night of my life.
Best night of your life. My goodness.
I'm a cultured guy. I've done a lot of good things, but that was probably one of the best. I woke up the next morning so sad. Like,
I really want to go now. And did was it a late finish?
Very late finish.
So was that because you went Dre's after hours or because
I think we finished after that, didn't we?
We tried to go Dre's after hours, but I think.
We didn't try to go Dre's after hours. I remember we came back. We all got changed again and like walked out on the street. It's like sun's coming out. I think we just went for a walk, maybe.
No. What happened was, because it was a pool party and we're all like, we've been in the pool, we're a bit like wet and everything.
Knees are dry.
We tried to go back to change and we changed to go back out. But you know what Vegas is like? Most of the clubs are shut by three.
Yeah.
So only after hours is the one that opens late. And I think we bopped there. We might have gone there.
Even after hours.
Yeah.
It's six. It's
in the morning.
You need to go to bed. Like.
For those of you who, you know, are nocturnal? So you can't get to bed. Dre's after hours is the spot for you. So imagine there's so many nightclubs in Vegas. All of the nightclubs shut at 3. Anybody who wants to continue, it's a bit like the Swan, if you know. It's like a bougie Swan.
Man said the Swan.
Nah, I should never put them in the same breath. Forgive me. But yeah, like Dre's after hours, it goes from 3 till what, 9 in the morning, and it's just. We went and. You know, hack again. So we had to pay $100 to skip the queue, or we pay $50 each. So it's $150 to skip the queue. And then imagine we got into Dre's after hours, and then it was another $100 to get into hip hop room because they know that's what everyone comes for. So we didn't even go hip hop, or did we? Or
I think we paid.
We actually paid because EDM is too. Yeah. It was too much, innit? And so we paid like each $150 for the afters. After we'd already
that's
got
no
the
drink.
Table,
no drink.
You could have paid like $500 to $1,000 for another table.
I think it's the only place I've ever been where like they've said like you got in the club and then like they're charging you to one of the rooms. I'm like, I'm in the club. Like, how can you charge?
But they don't care. They're just like money in Vegas. I can't say this enough. Money just talks.
Money talks.
It's so wild. But after hours is a good little spot if you're. if you're not done bits, or if you're looking to, if you're looking to, you know, just stay out later.
I know one of the questions when we did, when we talked about Barcelona, you were saying, you know, what's the optimum amount of like people in a squad, and I think that was kind of hard to determine. But
yeah,
it's sounding to me like this is kind of a big squad.
Minimum four.
11 aside.
Yeah, minimum four.
I think is that too
no,
much?
No.
Just thinking about large groups of guys, like you will struggle. Like, even, like it's not, because it's not just about how much you're willing to, if you, it is about how much you're willing to spend. If you've got 11 men, you better be ready to drop 50 grand.
I also think it's the same rules apply as the UK, London. Like, yeah, they're not going to have 10 men on a table. Like, it will be table max six, possibly five or six. So, I actually think the ideal to go Vegas is probably a squad of six. I don't know if, like, unless you're doing double every night and you've got 12 man and you can get tables next to each other, then yeah, it will work. But
for people who think you can be like cheap and be like 10 man to like a table and like you have one bottle, I think you have to have a bottle per three per people.
Yeah.
So, like,
they're quite clever the way they do it. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I would say, to answer your question, minimum four. Don't be going out there with three man like we did at
23 man.
But you know, there's people who, so I bumped into some people actually knew when I was in Vegas. If you're like traveling through America and you know it's a stop off and you're going there for a night or two, then by all means, you know, do that. You're not going to get a table. But if you're going there for like a stag do or for like big 30ths and you're looking to, you know, ball out or tactically ball, that's another piece of advice. So I've got a friend who, I think it's actually really good advice, where we go out every night, maybe because we're a bit younger, he's a little bit older, and he's just like, I'm a tactical baller, G. He's like, so if he books like to go to Vegas for four nights, he might just go out two nights.
Yeah.
Have dinner the other two nights.
So he's balling those two nights.
But the two nights,
they're balling out.
Balling out, like not looking, five bags, whatever. He's like, yeah, he's like, I'm going hard.
Yeah,
he's like making sure.
I've spoken to a few men that say that, and they're like, you know, I won't go Vegas unless I'm spending 10 racks. But see, I look at it differently. I just think of it like, if you're in Vegas, are you really going to just go for dinner and then go back to your room and chill? Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that.
You can go to a show.
You can go to a show.
Britney.
But those
free
stuff,
Britney.
those stuff will still cost, though. Shows and everything.
Fact.
So
that's a fact. Nothing's free. Nothing is free in Vegas, apart from the air you breathe. Literally, fam. What was I going to say? That's led me nicely into another segue. So we've spoken about most of the nights. What would you say was your favourite thing that you've done throughout your whole time in Vegas?
Vegas.
Yeah. So we've had the night swim. I'd say for me it was seeing the Weeknd.
Yep. French Montana.
That was a good night as well.
You are unforgettable.
Yeah, I would probably say XS was the best like overall night, but seeing the Weeknd live as well, when he was popping then as well. Do you know what I mean? He was popping like in raised settings, overlooking the strip. Yeah, that was deep.
I could only imagine.
That was deep.
Yeah, it was sick.
I shouldn't only imagine, but for now I can only imagine.
No, don't worry. We'll definitely go back.
It's happening.
There's a BA sale on right now, lads.
Hold tight, BA.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We're going to wrap it up shortly, but just to recap on some of the key things. So, what's the optimum amount of time? That's what I wanted to check. We did seven nights the first time, and it is way too much. You cannot do seven nights in Vegas. We did it. We were broken after night five. We dragged ourselves out on the, like, we missed a day party because we were so broken. And then, we really just dragged ourselves out on night six and then night seven, because it's our last night in Vegas. We kind of got sick of each other by the end of it. But like, we were really...
We had a bit of a beef, like...
Yeah, we were beefing each other, but let me just tell you why we're beefing. So it's three of us, yeah. And imagine you're, like, sitting in a casino or whatever, and it was time to go to, like, a nightclub. We'd be like, oh, man, then let's go. And then everyone would just be sitting. Like, no one would move. Like, and he'd be waiting for me to get up. I'd be waiting for him to get up. Other guy would be waiting for one of us. And we would just sit there. And I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you lot? Like, why can't you just get up out of your seat? Oh, my God, I can't believe I've forgotten this. We've spoken about prostitutes. And you know, that's not my thing. There are a lot of prostitutes in Vegas, not my thing. But when I went with work, I'm not going to, you know, bait up some people, but some of the, like, guys, they're really into strip clubs. Mm. So we end up going to strip club. It's not for me, you know. But did you boys Did
you go with me? Was
that? No, we never went.
So first time, I don't know where you were, to be fair. I don't know what you were saying, but me and my friend Nathan, like, we just said, we're in Vegas, like, let's just check, let's just see what it's, I've heard better stuff about it, so let's go check it.
Which strip club is this?
It's called, I think it's called Golden Nugget.
that's downtown.
Yeah, it's like Golden.
Or the Golden Shoe.
Or something like that, yeah. So we've got, that's so disgusting
when you think about it. The Golden Nugget.
Y'all boys want to come to the Golden Nugget? See some titties in the Golden Nugget?
But like, it's one of them ones, yeah. Like, again, I said, like, I was 23, naive. Like, I didn't really know too much what to expect. And like, I've walked in. And
before you get onto that, I've heard that the downtown ones, like the guys that will solicit your business, like they'll come and put you in a car or they'll put you
yep,
in a cab.
Yep, yep. So I'll get to that. Yes, oh, yes, bro, it's the biggest scam.
I told you I've been in before.
Yeah. So we get told that you're gonna get chauffeured there, and he's gonna wait outside because they're kind of like in the middle of nowhere. He's like, I promise I'll wait outside. Like, he dropped us off. The car just zatted away. I was a bit shook. I was like, I don't know where I am. Like, he just drove off, right? Oh, so we walk in. Nathan's in front of me, and I'm behind him. And Nathan goes in, and immediately I've stepped one foot in the building. Two girls come to me and go, "Come with us." I don't know if they saw me and just thought he looks young, he looks young, like, we'll just take advantage of him.
He looks like he's been saving for a long time.
So I was like, all right, cool. So, like, they link arms with me and they take me to this elevator. And I'm thinking, like, I've never been to a strip club with an elevator to start with, yeah? So we got up the elevator, come out, and we're in this massive room. And they, like, sort of throw me onto this little sofa bed. And I'm thinking, I'm sweating now because I'm thinking, I know this is not going to be cheap. Like, that's all I can think about. I was like, whatever they want to do. So she's like, oh, she's like,
I said, whatever they want to do, I know it's not cheap.
So she gives me some menu, yeah? She gives me a menu. She's like, have a look at the menu and let us know what you want. So I open it up and it's like, the full experience, $10,000.
No, what's the options though?
So it's like the full experience, the half experience.
No, surely there's like some subheadings.
Okay.
But lose your 10 bags and leave it out.
Like, basically, the full experience is an overnight thing. Like, right, okay. You can do whatever you want. Half is like you stay up to a certain point and then there's like other stuff. And I was looking at him like, my heart was racing, so I'm thinking, next thing you know, like, if I say no, like, how do I know, like, one pimp's not going to come in here and just rush me or something,
of
right?
Of course. So what do you do? Pay the 10 bags?
So I'm like, I I'm like to...
he charged it back to the room. Sorry, man.
So I was just like, I don't have that kind of money, like, kind of thing. And she's like, at the time I had a Hermes belt, yeah. Oh. I had a Hermes belt. So
did I see it before?
You might have.
I think you brought it to Barca.
Yeah, yeah. So like, she looked at my belt and she's like, she obviously thought I had money, and then she's like, oh no, you have something, like, you can pay for something.
Oh man.
And I'm like,
so whipped I've up had the Hermes that. Belt.
Right, I was just like, I literally can't afford this kind of thing. And they're like, you can afford something. They were like getting angry with me, and they were like hotting me, and I'm like, I'm sweating.
Like, they're getting a bit ghetto now.
Yeah, it's getting a bit like you're doing a ting, like, regardless, kind of thing. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, so they kind of like, and I'm like, no, honestly, I just can't do this. I can't do this. So once they know I'm definitely not in, no interest, just sort of dash into the elevator, like, no service, like, just go back down. Came out. And I'm thinking, like, Jesus Christ. And then
you came out of the strip club at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm still in the club.
Yeah, the elevator, you come down
the elevator. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then, like, I look over, like, I just see Nate smiling.
Nate spent 10 bags on the slide, you know?
I just saw Nate smiling. And I was like, why are you smiling? He's like, oh, I just had a lap dance. He's like, it was sick. And I was like, bro, I was like, what I had wasn't sick. Like, I just want to get out of here now. Like, I was like, the only ones.
No, so that's so wild, but I've had a couple of run-ins in, like, both times when I went to Vegas. So we'll start with, which one should we start with? I'm really dubbing myself in it here. So first time I went to Vegas, day one, night one. So I'm already fuming from spending $40 on the photo this day. But we'd obviously been out, it's the strip that never sleeps. I get back to our hotel, think I'm just doing some gambling on the slots. There's a woman there's a woman who's like near me. I don't know if we like make eyes or whatever. I'm like, oh right, the, like the English accent, these things, all back in myself. And I'm like talking to her. And then I was obviously drunk and I just went to her, look, I really don't want to be rude, but are you a stripper? Because it's not for me. And then she was like, what'd you say? And she pushed me. She was like, oh my God, why would you say something like that? And I was on the back foot. I'm like, oh, babes, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, let me do your next few slots for you. So I'm there like, oh, sorry. Anyway, continue talking to her. And she's like, oh, do you want to go back to my truck? And I'm like,
huh?
This bitch is driven like, in my head. I'm like truck.
I'm like, how far what? Is it?
No, I was actually like, you know what? We could, or we're actually in my hotel, so let's go up to my room. But anyway, yeah, so we get up to the room. Like, nothing's even happening. But she's just all there, like, yeah, she's like doing a little dance, shall I say. She's like, oh, do you wanna take care of me, daddy? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, come on, you got to take care of me. I'm like, babes, I don't know what you mean. And then eventually we're going back and forth literally for about 5 minutes. And she's like, all right, usually I charge 1,000, but for you, 200. I was like, no. And then obviously, like, it was night one and we had like a lot of cash in our safe. Oh, no. So I start like pranging out. Yeah. And
you've got to go.
But similar to Lou, she's like, I know you got money. Oh. I'm like, I ain't got no money. And she's like, I know you got money. She's like, all right, let's go down to the ATM, get some. I'm like, look, here's my wallet. There was $60 in there. Guess what? She took it.
Oh.
She
took the 60. Hey, that means mad.
No, but she took the 60 and then I like kick her out, obviously. Like, nothing happened. So man's down $100 on night one.
Bro, the thing worst about that, yeah, is I'm in the casino and I don't know where he is because I'm like, we're about to go out or whatever. I'm like, where the
hell? No, this was
after. Like, yeah, when, after yeah. And like, we're just walking around the casino like, and I'm just like, where is he? Like, where the hell is he? Like, where's he gone? And then he tells me that story and I was rattled because I'm thinking, she could have just taken anything.
She could have jacked us. We could have been held up. Yeah. So I think the thing to say there is, obviously, you really do need to watch yourself with like the prostitutes and the strippers. And then the final one I'll say is, yeah, so when I was there with work, a couple of my other mates, like they literally pulled my arm and they were like, oh yeah, let's go to a strip club. So to Darren's point, we're in the heart of the strip and the man's like, $40, it gets you there, it gets you entry, it gets you 2 free drinks and the dance. So they're like gassed, like, yes, this is a great deal. The guy was driving for so long. I was like, where the fuck are we going? I was like, I'm just doing it because I'm with my boys and I don't want to be left on my own in Vegas. So I go in there, we have the dance and I'm like, oh, like, I hate it. Like, because, no, but in my head.
Get your titty out my face.
No, but in my head, the reason I don't like strip clubs is because I'm doing the maths. It's like, if it's a 3-minute song and you're always changing, that's 20 man an hour, right? 20 man an hour. If she's doing a standard 8-hour shift, that's 160 man. If she's working a 5-day week, that's 160 times five. That's like 800-900 man that she's all whining on. God knows what else is happening. I'm just like, for me, nah. Mm. So I was happy to go, but it was so jokes because, like, obviously we've paid the $40 and whatever, and we get out of the club and like my friend who got us to go in there, he's like, oh, I didn't even use my free drink vouchers. he was like, oh yeah, it was the first time working. He was like, oh, it was the first time working, you know, so just had to help her out, you know, have a great like, my guy got sucked left, right and centre by all of the chat. So yeah, just people say anything to get.
The chat's horrible though, because like, I remember she was like going to me, she's like, you have amazing eyes. And like, you know, when they drop that kind of bar, and I'm like, that's a nice bar, like, on my eyes. And then I was speaking to my friend after, and he was like, bro, she buzzed off my eyes.
They regurgitating the same 10 lines to get their man gassed. I think just before we kind of wrap up in today's episode, we do have to talk about the underbelly of Vegas. So for all of the glitz and the glamour, I think we can't forget the fact that there is this kind of raw undercurrent of people who have gone to Vegas to essentially make, you know, millions, you know, play poker, but they've come back with crippling gambling addictions. They've lost everything. And then there's like an underpass in the strip, and it's just full of homeless people who have lost everything in Vegas. So, you know, whilst we can go there and enjoy Vegas and, you know, its extravagance, we have to remember that sometimes it is fueling addiction, and some people, they don't have the capacity. They don't have the capacity to handle themselves. So, you know, with that.
How many times do you have to go to Vegas before you become an addict?
I say four. No, I'm joking.
You can go there as many times as you want.
Yeah,
but I know you mean.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous, bro.
I just think that, yeah, when you do go, I really do deplore you. You know, we talk about hacks and stuff. Just please be sensible. Please do remember to load up the Monzo. And, yeah, don't overextend yourself.
It sounds it, but I was going to ask, is it safe?
It's safe. Vegas Strip is safe.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of security everywhere. Apart from the, like, yeah, what you mentioned, the underbelly.
There is literally police constantly on the strip.
Yeah. I'd say the strip.
You could definitely get robbed. Let's not act like, but you could get robbed. But you could get robbed on Oxford Street as well.
That's true.
I'd say the strip's safe, but they do say, like, outside of Vegas, where the actual people live, is rough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's
rough. But there's not.
There's serious drug wars going on the outskirts of Vegas.
There's not one moment in Vegas that I felt unsafe, though. So
I remember when we went, was it you, Lou? Lou got forced into buying a $10 CD. He was like, buy my mixtape. And was it you or Nate?
Yeah,
or both?
No, it was Nate. Imagine we were crossing the bridge, like, this guy's a tatted up guy, and he's like, you man, come here. And you know when you get that, you man, come here, I'm thinking, ugh. Yeah. Like, bop over, and he's like, I'm from Compton. And you already know, like, Compton man, it's going to be a bit rough, isn't it? So like, he starts, like, say, buy the mixtape, and Nathan, Matt, gives him $1. He's like, you giving me $1? Like, he's like, you taking a fucking piss? And then Nathan had to draw for some more.
Nate's so tactical, he's probably like, I'll buy 10.
Bro, yeah. But like, yeah, like, you get hotted as well. Like, the little thing, but you get that in London. You know what I mean? You get man coming up to you in London and trying to hot you for, like, stuff as well.
So I think it's just like any holiday, you do need to have your wits about you, don't you?
Yeah, no, of course. We should do an episode on that.
What, just having you, it's about you. Yeah,
just,
yeah, we
just
can.
Stuff like that. Anyway, yeah, because I got bad acts.
But just to kind of, you know, summarize, bring it back, end the episode, Lou, Vegas out of 10, what are you giving it and why?
I'm going to just give it a 10, you know.
Oof. First 10 of the series.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 10. Because, like, you don't go somewhere four times.
Yeah.
True.
You don't go somewhere four times for any 10. And it's not even like it's a close destination. There's some place you can go, like, local. This is far. Like, I'm travelling 10 hours, like, four times. I'll do it five times.
And, like, you're not even going there for that long. You're going there for, like, four or five nights. It's not like you're travelling 10, 12 hours for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just got everything. It's.
You guys didn't mention, though, that it's a, excuse me, 10-hour flight. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 hours.
But obviously you have tons of fucking fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, it works in your favour when you fly there, so you, like, get the day back. Right. So then you can enjoy it, but you lose a day when you fly back, so it's not too bad.
So 10 out of 10.
It's got to be 10 as well for me, 100%. I think Vegas is the first trip where I've come back home. Like, everyone gets holiday blues. Like, you get holiday blues when you're like, oh, I'm going to have to work. But after Vegas, it was like a four-day depression where I was like, work's fucking shit. Well, I can't do this anymore. I think what was the song that we was banging loads while we were out there? I think Post Malone.
What, White Iverson. Oh yeah, White Iverson.
I remember just lying in my bed, just had it on repeat.
So I was just sending us videos freestyling, like, White Iverson remix. You know.
Just watching back over all my old snaps, I was like, I don't think I've ever experienced that much fun in my life. So
they say what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, but. For Simon, I don't think that's the case.
It's really not, is
no,
it?
No, it didn't. So, you know, what was supposed to happen in Vegas didn't really happen, to be fair. Yeah, I met my girlfriend in Vegas.
Shout out, Sophie.
Shout out.
I can't lie, it's beautiful, though.
It's a nice story still.
And how long in the making? How long?
let me get this right on the podcast. It's coming up to 5 years.
Yeah.
It's coming up to 5 years.
There we go.
Yeah, 5 years since we actually met as well, which was September.
In Vegas.
But yeah.
So you showed passion as well after.
I did. She didn't talk to me yet. She didn't really want to talk to me on the trip, to be fair. It's only when I came back to London.
She was like, who are them fucking pricks popping the cheap bottles?
This dumb light-skinned boy thinking he's that shit, like holding up. Why is he pouring bottles around the club? Like,
yeah. Why didn't he help fucking quench those Mexican birds first? So we've got two 10 out of 10s. And then Manny.
Do you know what? I'm going to say a 9. Yeah. The reason for that is because I think there's one more in us. Like one more big Vegas.
I should have gone with that.
I think that will be the 10.
That will be the 10. We know everything now.
We know everything. That, like I said, there were certain things like I've not done Dre's pool party. I've not even done Dre's nighttime. I've not done towels properly. So for me, it's a great holiday. It was my best holiday. But I think there's one more in us to come.
Nice.
I'm worried about one more at this age.
I think for me, just to kind of round things off, I'm giving it a 9. So we went, the first time I went was a bit too young, I would say. But then I went back with work. And obviously when you go to work, you got company cards and all that. So it was a little bit wild. Really had a good time. And I just think that, and you know, we'll get into some other episodes where we talk about exploring America. I just think that Americans are really cool and like they just love English people. So we just get shown a lot of love, whether it's by, you know, your fixer or, you know, the bouncers in the club or people at your restaurants or, you know, people as soon as they hear you on the strip. They're just so sociable.
And just one thing to add as well, like every pool party, every night party we went to, even just walking on the strip, I felt like it was a mixture of cultures. Yeah. Everyone from all over the world flew there. So you get like your South Americans, you get Mexico, you get the UK, you get people from Europe. It's just a mix.
And I think, people within America go there on holiday, right? Yeah, so you've got like Hen dudes, you've got Stag dudes, you've got Chad and his bros for Labor Day weekend.
You know what as well though, Byron, that I think is important is that like, I think for me personally, I don't always like to go where all the English people are. Mm. And I feel like we went in September both times and you kind of miss a lot of the, you still get obviously English people, but you're missing a lot of the footballers. And if you go there like June, you're getting all the footballers going and they're balling out and you're like, I don't want to be there when they're all balling. I don't know. I want to be there when they've all gone.
Yeah. The table's
I'm on injury.
And I think September's a great time to go because it's still really hot, but it's not like August hot. Like, I think that's a perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Labor Day weekend, we've heard good things. We've got very good things.
American bank holidays, Labor weekend, yeah.
Exactly. So, with that, Darren, I don't know if there's anything you kind of want to ask the crew.
Do you know what? There isn't. I fact checked everything. I think I've actually run out of facts that I've remembered about Las Vegas and you guys have answered them. It sounds sick.
Out of 10, how badly do you want to go there?
I already know the date I want to go. Labor Day weekend 2022.
Jeez. And with that, you know, it's been Vibes and Tries. We want to thank Lou, thank Simon, thank Manny for joining us on the pod. If you've stayed all the way until the end, thank you so much. You know what to do if you haven't already. Hit like, hit subscribe. This has been Vibes with One of the Tribes. Peace.